please come to order. We have two ordinances before us tonight, but I think the first is that we need to have Mr. Sampson review the budget for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
I sent out an email earlier today with the my reports. However, I apologize for not having any copies there in the auditorium. We'll start with summary of statements for form court. County General Fund 1,000, $1,514,849.50. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,065,891.93. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $2,414,662.12. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,727,436.20. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $1,445,847.44. On page two, you can see that 2021, this is County General Revenue, 2021 is quite pretty good above the 2020. We had a real good current tax revenue. As you know, the first month that we really get our April money for March collections in current tax is in April. So we had a good tax collection. Once again, I'll remind everybody, this is more of a timing issue as much as anything. We like to see how it comes out at the end before we really make any estimates on that. Page three, sales tax revenue for April, $797,545.12. That's 5.1% better than 2020. Currently for the year, we're 9.43% above this time last year. Turn with me again. We are currently at 35% of projected revenue for the year. And then on the last page, once again, this is still our, this is our three-month moving average versus our one-month moving average. Let me take that back. Three-month moving average versus the one-year moving average. The three-month still is above the one-year, which is, and the one-year continues to climb. As you can see, kind of cyclically turned down a little bit this time, but compared to where we were last year, we're in good shape. Are there any questions on any of that or anything else at this time?
If there are no questions, Mr. Sampson, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have proposed ordinance 21-14 in front of us. I need a motion to put that into play.
So moved.
Second.
Good. Are there any questions about Section 1 in 21-14? Are there any comments or questions about Section 2? Are there any comments or questions about Section 3? Any comments or questions about Section 4? If there are no questions about or comments about Ordinance 21-14, I need a motion to move this forward to the full court for its consideration.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of advancing this to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
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 Good. Aye.
Thank you. Next is Ordinance 21-15. First, I need a motion to put this before the committee for its consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Good. This ordinance creates a special fund for receipt and disbursement of American Rescue Plan's monies. Are there any questions or comments about Article 1? Article 3.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I notice in Article 3 it talks about funds must be used only in accordance with the guidelines issued by the U.S. Treasury concerning the legal expenditures of revenues received pursuant to the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 and PL 11-2. I'm not sure what that means. My question is, will we, the Quorum Court, receive such guidelines issued by the U.S. Treasury so that we know what guidelines that we'll have to be operating under as we appropriate money from this fund once it's established?
I'll defer that question to our attorney.
The initial guidelines were just released yesterday. I'd be more than happy to email that to everybody. It's about a 150-page document that we received from the Department of Treasury. And as with any federal regulation, there's a series of publishing and comments that will have to be heard and before it's finalized. But we at least have the initial recommendations.
So I can only assume at this point, since we've not seen the guidelines, that this coming from the federal government, there will be certain strings attached that we need to make sure that we adhere to.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Sanderson?
Mr. Chair, Ms. Scott, I have an understanding this afternoon that there was a conference call between AAC and NACO where they're going to kind of put together, I don't want to say highlights, but a better understanding. I believe this document that Philip's talking about is a 155-page document. We were instructed today to hold off on trying to interpret that document until some meetings, I guess, with NACO, between AAC and NACO were had, and that they would have some, or AAC would have some comment towards the end of the week, towards Treasurers, that is. And I'm sure the judges and everybody else.
Additionally, I think it was announced earlier today that the governor has assembled a task force, or a committee, steering committee, I think is the term used, a steering committee to look at ways that the state can possibly use some of its funds to partner with counties and municipalities. And so that also is kind of still in the works, and I'm sure they'll provide some guidance as well.
Thank you, Counselor.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Question to the Counselor. Is there any information that tells us when we will have these guidelines available to us?
I can't remember off the top of my head as far as the finalization of the guidelines. The initial guidelines are out there, and that's the document that we were referring. And I don't think you're going to see a significant amount of change between the initial guidelines and what's going to be finalized. There will be some. But I think the big takeaway categories as far as the restrictions are concerned are one, any reduced revenue because of the COVID pandemic. Two, will be money that can be spent for certain infrastructure projects, which include water, sewer, or broadband projects. Three is a premium pay provision for workers that were on the front line during COVID, either government employees or possibly contractors. So those are kind of the three big areas that this money can be spent and will have to have been spent by the end of 2024.
Which would lead me to another question. And what are those categories that Faulkner County going to be involved in? We don't have a water. We don't have a broadband. We don't have all these groups that you're talking about that's going to be implemented here. So how is that going to affect Faulkner County?
Well, one, I think it's still to be determined on the specifics of how it will affect Faulkner County. However, I think the county judge is working on creating a budget for how the money will be spent as far as finding projects in certain areas. And so that's something that the county judge would need to be brought into this conversation to discuss.
Thank you.
Good. Yes.
Will the 150-page document be put online somewhere so the public can see it?
It's currently online for the public to see.
Thank you. Where would that be, please?
It's the Department of Treasury website.
Can you provide a link somewhere so that we can easily find that, please?
If you can see me afterwards, I'll be more than happy to get that to you. It's got such a long address, or else I'd give it to you right now.
Back to the proposed ordinance. Any questions or comments about Article 4 of the emergency clause? If not, I need a motion to advance this to the full court for its consideration.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 21-15 to the full court, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The ayes have it, and proposed ordinance 21-15 is advanced to the full court for its consideration. Is there anything else to come before this committee tonight?
Move we adjourn?
Then we're adjourned. Thank you.